I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this
I was
woman,
watching Dr. Phil the other
she has
day.
a
Dick
boyfriend, and she
Masterson
like
was on.
works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard.
Of course she did, because that's where you go to get knocked up, is you go not just to a prison, but you go to the prison where you work at. Right? That's where you go to get pregnant.
And getting him to take care of
them. Because that's epic mating strategy.
That is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some.
It's probably actually super epic.
In that case, she
I'm so sick of women using the word super.
Her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or
what have they achieved, Clary? What?
Or created. Everything.
Oh yeah, everything. That's right.
The irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because
wonderful.
They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
You don't say. Really? Society is getting worse? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Goddamn right they do. Or they get a rescue dog.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
What's your question,
Why
Clary?
Is it... Nearly 100%. I'm sure there's one
I know this one woman.
Of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
It's because feminist careers don't produce anything anyone's willing to pay money for. You know the answer to that question. It's a rhetorical question. We all know why feminist careers require tax money. Who the fuck is going to pay you for that shit?
Warning.
It doesn't matter what you think!
You tell them, Rock!
Women doesn't have a lot of testosterone?
Who?
Women!
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 Women.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
Ooh,
no, they're not.
Tough!
No, they're not even close.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. And a lot of girls are
And anyone who argues, and anyone who argues at this point
has been. This is the empirical data, and I'm
obviously
not going to disrespect myself or the experiences
doesn't
of
know
other
any
men
women.
Who've experienced this. You don't.
Or
has
never had a girlfriend.
Girls. They're unreliable.
Women are unreliable. It's just a fact.
Trigger warning.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pies.
Pies.
Click on the bitch.
You bitch.
Bitch. Mm. I have some cherry pie. Not that kind of cherry pie. I have some cherry pie in the fridge right now from, what do you call it, Sprouts. It's the sugar-free cherry pies that they make in the bakery there. They're pretty good. I mean, they're not as good as, there's that fucking, oh God, what is it? It's one of those frozen pies that you can buy. I'm trying to think of the brand name. But make a cherry pie, and you've got the crumble crust that you first you cook the pie, then you pull it out, and then you open the little package and put the crumble crust on top of it, and you cook it for like 15 more minutes. And I'm sure it's filled with, you know, sugar and high fructose corn syrup and all kinds of chemicals that are kill me and shit like that. But man, they are good. Oh, they're so good. I get one very, very rarely. I average maybe once a month, if that often. Maybe probably not even that often. They're really good. I'll get one now and then. But most of the time, whenever I break down and buy a cherry pie, I get them from Sprouts. And they're not as good as that, but they're still pretty delicious. Mm. In fact, you know what? I might have a piece of cherry pie after I record this podcast. Hey, I'll be right back. You guys stay there a second. All right, I'm back. I had to go to the fridge and take the pie out of the fridge so it could start assuming closer to room temperature. Some of you might be saying, great one, why is your pie in the fridge? You don't put pies in the fridge. Well, I do. It's weird what some people put in the fridge, right? Like, I have seen people put peanut butter in the refrigerator. I'm like, what the fuck is that? This makes no sense to me. I've never in my life put peanut butter in the refrigerator. Pies, I put in the refrigerator. Maybe you're not supposed to. I don't know. But I do know one thing. I know that there is one thing I am truly grateful for this. I almost forgot. I haven't done a podcast in so, oh shit, the last Anarchy moment that I put out, I didn't say what I was grateful for that day. See, it's going to take a while before I remember to do the grateful thing. And this one's kind of sarcastic and kind of cynical, but it's also serious. You know, all right, so I'm old and I'm comparatively weak. And although we got back from the 8 days and everything, I went all this time without doing any kind of working out. Although there was this shitty little gym, they had a Bowflex in there at the hotel. I went down there one day and did a couple of things, but it was, you know, not any, like any kind of a real workout routine. Anyway, I jumped back on the bench pressing and I still able to bench press what I was when I left, so I didn't lose anything there. That was good. All right. So I got a little more gut than I should have, and I'm old and I'm weak. Sometimes I'm stupid. Sometimes I make mistakes. I'm in a little bad mood today, letting everybody know that right up front. We're not going to talk about why. I'm in bad mood for two reasons. One reason we're not going to talk about because I need to see how everything shakes out so I can come to you with the full story, right? I don't want to do this partial story shit. I want to find out how it all shakes out. Speaking of stories, I finished watching Midsommar. We'll talk about that in the near future. The other thing I'm fucking pissed off about is I saw this mega hot girl at the supermarket and I completely pussied out and did not approach her. And now I'm really pissed off at myself about that. But you see, I have all these problems in my life, but here is one thing that I am both truly and cynically grateful for. I am grateful that I am not a white woman from North America. Because the things that I do have, the things that I have achieved on my own, doing work. And if I tell you I'm going to show up at 5 o'clock, I'm going to show up at 5 o'clock. I'm not going to show up 2.5 hours later. I'm not going to hit the wall. I'm not going to have to come to grips with the fact that I'm no longer fuckable and therefore there's not really anything I can contribute to society. I don't have to spend my life walking around under the delusion that I'm not a parasite. And I am grateful. Yeah, and there are times, believe you me, there's times when I think about what it would be like to be a woman, right? I put on some panties and a bra, maybe a dress, a little bit of lipstick, and then I pretend that my IQ has just dropped by 30 points and I get out my cell phone and start taking 73 selfies of myself in order to get one good one. And I'm like, oh my God, Tina, did you know that Australia is burning? OMG. It must be because of Republicans. And then, you know, the pain goes through my body and my body rejects all of that. No, but seriously. I have in the past wondered, like, what would it be like to go through life as a woman? To just constantly have your ass kissed and everything catered and for all of society to tell you how wonderful and perfect you are and how nothing is your fault and how oppressed you are and to be a net recipient of tax money instead of a net payer of tax money and all this other stuff. And sometimes I think it would be really easy. But, you know, it's like Clary says when he talks about how lazy people work twice as hard. And he's right. I mean, they do. In theater, we have another way of saying the same thing. We say that, and actually we said this in the military as well. This is the place, the military is where I first heard it. I took it with me into theater. So I don't know, maybe I brought it into theater. Because every theater I've worked at, this saying has always been disseminated. But now that I think about it, it may have come from me. In the military, we had a saying, you can do it right the first time, or you can do it right the second time. It's a lot easier to do it right the first time. So anyhow, since I'm in a bad mood, because stuff is happening, and because I'm not a woman, and so I have to actually make my own way through life, nobody's gonna fucking do it for me, and because I didn't have the fucking balls to talk to the hot chick at the supermarket, even though she was smoking, 7.5 at least, maybe an 8. Smoking. Shorts, awesome, fantastic legs, long blonde hair, athletic legs. Oh my God, fantastic legs. And it's just, I haven't talked to a girl. We were out of town 8 days. We come back. It's been like 12 days since I've even spoken to a fucking girl other than chicks that I work with. Or, you know, our clients, when we were up there doing the gig, most of the people we were working for were women. Like, other than that, I haven't talked to a woman in like 12 fucking days. I just completely have forgotten how. You gotta do, use it or lose it, guys. Anyhow, without any further ado, because you saw the title of this podcast, you didn't come here to listen to the great one whining about not talking to the hot blonde chick with the athletic legs at the supermarket. How many people came to this podcast to hear that? Raise your hands. Exactly. Not a single fucking hand is going up. Bitches, you came here so that you could hear the great one give advice to white women from North America. As soon as I take a drink of coffee, let the games begin. Dear E. Jean, you've probably received letters like this ad infinitum, but here is mine. I've just had my first real, true heartbreak, and I don't know where to go from here. Sweetheart, listen to me. You are a woman. You will recover within 6 days at the most. Women, I don't know about women. Once again, let's face the facts. When women get over being dumped or dumping a guy, like instantly. By instantly, I mean 6 days at the most. Because there's always some other man who's willing to fuck them. The ones who sit around and wallow in the misery over breakups, more often than not, are men. Now, I'm not saying this because I certainly don't think I'm better or whatever the word might be than other men. All I can say is the two biggest girlfriends I had in my life, it was the French teacher and the vet student. The French teacher, I got over her in about 48 hours. The vet student, and this was the second time she dumped me. The first time she dumped me, I haven't told this story in a long time. Real long story, real short. She dumped me once. She dumped me over the course of the summer, which pissed me off because I didn't get to see her in a bikini because she is the hottest woman I've ever dated. And I mean that. She was a 9. She was absolutely a 9. She was supermodel gorgeous. So I never got to see her in a bikini. And there's a lot. She just had this thing. She wore too much clothes because she's always freezing to death because she had no body fat. And also she hated being photographed, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, so she dumped me once. We got back together. The second time she dumped me, I got over her in about 24 hours. Other than about 6 months later, this lapse where I got really drunk one night and drunk dialed her and ripped her a new asshole. And when the voicemail hit its limit, I called again and continued ripping her a new asshole. And then I was done. And next morning I was sober and I was fine. But typically, most men don't get over it within 24 or 48 hours. Men drag this shit out. They don't know what the fuck to do. Women always have another man willing to put a dick inside of them. So don't make this out like, oh my God, I'm heartbroken. I don't know what to do. Sweetheart, unless you're really fat and really old, which you might be because you're writing to E. Jean for advice, unless you're really fat or really old, you have a slew of orbitals around you who are going, as soon as they find out that you're heartbroken, we'll find out why she's heartbroken in a minute. As soon as your orbitals find out that you're heartbroken, they're going to swoop in to Prince Charming everything for you and make your life better out of this desperate hope that maybe you'll have sex with them next. All right, let's find out what's going on here. Everything was lovely and beautiful. Okay, if everything was lovely and beautiful, how come you're heartbroken? How do you write sentences like this, girls? What do you mean it was lovely and beautiful? If it was lovely and beautiful, why are you heartbroken? Obviously, it wasn't lovely and beautiful. So why are you telling yourself and E. Jean and all of us that it was lovely and beautiful when it wasn't? If it was, you wouldn't be heartbroken. A great one. Well, I don't understand why you think women shouldn't vote. Well, I don't know. They're incapable of the most basic logic. Listen to the Dick Show today. And I think it's actually the most recent episode. And Dick found reading a survey, something. 80% of women surveyed don't know where Iraq is at. 80% of women could not locate Iraq on a map. And Dick made this great comment, which is funny as hell. Dick said something to the effect of, I'm surprised that any percent of women even know what a map is, which is true. Now, in fairness, if I remember correctly, it was 60-something. I think it was 63% of men can't find Iraq on a map. But that sounds about right, given the soy boys and the betas and the fucking gay ass facial hair that I see and the fucking. So, I mean, yeah, I would, if you got brought me 100 boys, men, guys, males, whatever, from the Fort Collins area and lined them up and I walked down that line of 100 people with penises, yeah, I would see about 60 of them that I would be willing to bet have no clue where Iraq is on a map. Now, in all honesty, if you lined up 100 women, I wouldn't see 80 of them that couldn't find Iraq on a map. I would see 96 that couldn't find Iraq on a map. And I do not have a water bottle. This is not going to go well. Okay, now I have a water bottle. Things are going to go better. Better than what, great one? Well, I can't really answer that question. Better than something. All right. Hey, how far are we into this podcast? Almost 20 minutes. Let's get to some actual substance here. All right, everything was lovely and beautiful, and I was the happiest I've ever been until one day a girl from his past returned. I trusted him. I shouldn't have. End of story. Oh. So if everything was so wonderful and beautiful, how is it that a woman that he dumped in his past came back and he decided to go bang her instead? Even as we broke up, he said it wasn't about her. But a few days after we ended it, I found out he had, in fact, cheated on me with her. Oh, wait. So you broke up with him without even knowing that he had banged the ex. But he banged the ex. So obviously, my dear, things were not lovely and beautiful, were they? God, you women, you're just so fucking delusional. Man, hey, you ever hear a man, he comes home and goes, yeah, everything was growing great at work. I was doing a great job, and my boss loved me, and I was getting all kinds of raises and promotions, and then they just fired me. Okay, yeah, well, for just no reason? I mean, no! Come on, guys. Come on, girls. Come on, you can do it! You can think! Come on, you can think! If he cheated on you with his ex-girlfriend, things are not lovely and beautiful. Okay, I've always planned on staying in this town for him, but now I don't know what's keeping me here. Where do I go next, Eugene? I feel I'm caught in some sort of weird limbo. I'm just floating in a void right now. I've started jogging, but other than that, how do I keep going with my life? Oh my God, is this what I'm talking about? Oh my God. All right, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. How fucking pampered and spoiled do you have to be? I mean, think about this, guys. Do you have time in your life to get caught in limbos and float in voids and shit? No, because we have to do shit, right? We don't have people giving us money and attention just because we have vaginas. We have to go to work. We have to produce things. She started jogging. Oh, well, maybe if you'd have started jogging, I don't know, a couple of years ago, maybe you'd have stuffed a little less fucking pie in your mouth. Well, maybe your boyfriend wouldn't have cheated with your ex, with his ex, rather, your ex. That'd be, well, unless she's bisexual, it could be kind of hot. Yeah, if you didn't eat so much and you did exercise, maybe your boyfriend wouldn't have banged his ex-girlfriend. It's a little late to take up jogging. If you're lost in a weird limbo and you're floating in a void, I don't know, maybe you should get Reconnaissance Man. Available on Amazon.com and wherever fine books are sold. Most of my friends are his friends, so I'm lonely now too. Okay, once again, unless you are really fat and really ugly and really old, it is impossible for a woman to be lonely unless she chooses to be lonely. Okay? You has vagina. Men will throw themselves at you. Go out in public, and when a man talks to you, if a man talks to you, don't be your normal cunt bitch self. Try this out. I know there is no try. There's do or do not. Try, listen closely. Try, it's going to be difficult for you. Try being nice to him. Okay, so let me elaborate a little bit because you're a woman and you don't know where Iraq is, even though, of course, you think it shouldn't be bombed, but you do think you should get free college and free healthcare. And you also actually think Australia is on fire, even though you can't fucking locate Australia on a map any more than you can locate Iran. If a man talks to you, brace yourself. In fact, you might want to sit down. If a man talks to you, look away from your cell phone and towards his face. Now, I know, you're saying, a great one. Don't you understand? I am a white woman from North America. I can't look away. If I stop looking at my cell phone, it will stop existing. It's Schrodinger's cell phone. If I don't look at my cell phone doesn't exist. And if my cell phone doesn't exist, I'm not getting attention on the internet. And if I'm not getting attention on my selfies that I posted on Instagram, then I don't exist. No, sweetheart, listen to me, you fat fucking cow. After you've lost some fucking weight, and men might actually want to talk to you, if a man talks to you, Stop looking at your cell phone. I know it's difficult. I know this is going to be one of the most challenging things you've ever been asked to do in your life. But remember, you are strong and independent. You can do it all. You can do anything. You have to follow your passion. She's lonely. Once again, the only women who are lonely are women who are ugly. If you are a woman and you are lonely, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. This is not sarcasm. This is a fucking fact. Okay, if you are a woman and you are lonely, it means you are either ugly on the inside or the outside or both, or you are severely broken. You are severely ugly or severely broken, maybe both. But there is no way in hell that you are not fat and somewhere in the vicinity of normal and lonely if you are a woman. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. So stop with the fucking belly aching, you stupid cunt. I'm lonely. No, you're ugly and you're broken. That's your fucking core problem. Most of my friends are his friends, so I'm lonely now too. My family and I aren't close. Well, good, families are patriarchal and oppressive. So I can't turn to them. And so you've managed to alienate your family, okay? Once again, look at yourself. No part of me wants to go back because I know I deserve better than what I got from him. Really? And tell me, sweetheart, why do you deserve... I love when women say this shit. My God. You know, it's like that Bill Burr bit he does where he says, I'm not saying you're supposed to hit a woman, but when someone says there's no reason to hit a woman, like, what are they talking about? You know, this is anytime a woman says, I deserve better, I just want to punch her in the fucking face. Why? Because you have a fucking vagina? Why exactly do you deserve better? What? Because you have a career? Because you work for a fucking nonprofit? Because you have a fucking degree in sociology? Why? Why exactly do you think you deserve better? I would love for some fucking cunt who thinks she deserves better to elaborate to me on exactly what she has accomplished in her life to deserve better. God, I'm fucking sick of women telling me what they deserve. I'll tell you what you deserve, sweetheart. You deserve a fucking 2x4 upside the head. I know I deserve better than what I got from him. No, you don't. Okay, he went and he banged another woman because there was something wrong, because it was not lovely and beautiful like you think it was. If it was lovely and beautiful, he wouldn't be banging other women. It's like you have no fuck... holy shit. It's almost like she has no self-awareness. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew that women have no self-awareness? Did you know? I didn't. I had no idea. Oh my God. Who knew? God, I'm already in a better mood. See, this is what I'm talking about. Can you imagine being this woman and being this self-absorbed and sitting here, I thought everything was perfect and my boyfriend banged another girl and I don't know what to do and I don't have any friends. I mean, my God. Fucking God Almighty. How pathetic. I deserve better. No part of me wants to go back because I know I deserve better than what I got from him. But what exactly does moving forward entail? I don't even know where I'm headed. How do I get to the next and better part of my life? Well, sweetheart, okay, here we go. That's the end of her letter. Sweetheart, the next part of your life is coming whether you like it or not because you're getting older every day. It's called the wall. Now, how do you move to the better part of your life? Then the better part is done. The better part is when you were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Then you started slipping down a little bit. You had 23, 24, 25. It's over. You hit 26. It's done. Okay. There is no, you're going to spend the rest of your life with cats or rescue dogs, complaining about the patriarchy, talking about how there's no good men, wearing your little fucking pussy hat. Flip the page. Sorry, there's a lot of Eugene responding. Skip. All right, here we go. Oh God. Dear Eugene, my new boyfriend is amazing. And you always know that there's going to be something wrong with the guys by how the, right? My boyfriend is amazing. You can hear the butt coming, right? Except that he needs my constant attention. Okay, so you don't have a boyfriend. You have either a dog or a girlfriend, but you don't have a boyfriend because boyfriends do not require constant attention. Boyfriends, in fact, love it when they go an entire day or two or even three without seeing their girlfriends. Because first of all, we all need some alone time. And secondly, you go 3 days without seeing your girlfriend. Then when you do see her, you're really happy to see her. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean when I say you're really happy to see her. I can't even have a moment in the bathroom without him knocking on the door. He's desperate to please and just filed for bankruptcy. Sounds like a real catch. I love him, but will I look back and think, what the hell was wrong with me? Sweetheart, I'm looking at you right now and thinking, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't have to look back to think. First of all, you have a girlfriend or a dog. Just, and not only that, okay, so welcome to having a girlfriend. Yeah, this is what it's like for men. My girlfriend texts me all fucking day long, all the time. She's texting me. If I don't respond soon enough, she'll text me again and ask me how come I haven't responded to her text. Hey, sweetheart, welcome to our world. Remember, you're strong and independent. You can do anything we can do. We put up with it. And he filed for bankruptcy. So how is that worse than all you women with your fucking student loans? Same diff. Suck it up, bitch. Suck it the fuck up. You have a fucking girlfriend. Deal with it. Dear Eugene, a few weeks after our wedding, I learned that friend A and friend B got together after they met at our receptions. At our reception. There is only one reception. There were not two. Hang on, the great one is making some notes. Okay. Read that again. I learned that friend A and friend B got together after they met at our reception. One of them mentioned it to me. They had a great time together and are planning to hang out again. And I'm incredibly jealous. Wait, what? Aren't... What? Aren't I supposed to be invited too? Hold on, guys. I'm trying to... Either I'm misreading this or this woman is actually this stupid. aren't I supposed to be invited to? What's the etiquette here? Isn't there an unspoken rule about how to shut the fuck up, get my bitch ass in the kitchen, and make my man a pie? No, that's not in there, but it should be. Isn't there an unspoken rule about how to conduct oneself in these situations? Isn't one, who is this? Who's this fucking one? Is this the Highlander? Is this the fuck, there can be only one? Isn't one supposed to go through the mutual friend and not behind her back? Sweetheart, these two people who met each other at your wedding reception don't need your fucking permission to spend time with each other. What in the fuck is wrong with, more to the point, who is the poor man that married this woman? I know it's normal for adults to meet new friends through their social networks, but I want to tell them I feel disrespected. Is it my insecurities? No, sweetheart, this is not your insecurities. This is your attention whoring. Just because these two people met each other at your wedding reception, they don't need to go through you to make a date with each other, or to fuck each other, or to not fuck each other, or to text each other, or to call each other, or to hold hands, or any fucking thing else. My God, you attend, what's my, this is what I'm talking about. How does your brain, how does the human brain conjure up this level of fucking attention whoring insecurity? Isn't one supposed to go through the mutual friend and not behind her back? Dude, you're not these people's fucking mom. You need to chill your bitch ass the fuck on out. Your husband... God, I feel sorry for that guy. Oh my God. If he's any kind of a man, he needs to slap the shit out of you. Holy fuck. I mean, how do you... No, yes, you're a stupid bitch. You need to let other people... Hey, hold on. Hey, fucking sweetheart. What happened to my body, my choice, right? Aren't those... It's their bodies. They can do what the fuck they want with their bodies without going through you. Their body, their choice. You can't tell, because I'm assuming at least one of them is a woman. Okay, you can't tell that woman what to do with her body. Who the fuck do you think you are? Donald Trump? Remember, if you're in favor of women voting, this is why. I can't figure out why things are so fucked up. Oh, we gotta let women vote. God, be egalitarian. Dear E. Jean, how do you know when it's time to quit? Well, basically, I run a small nonprofit. Okay, dear. It's time to quit. First of all, I doubt you're running it. Secondly, it's a nonprofit, which means you're a parasite. And if you are running the nonprofit, then it's probably on the edge of failure, which is why you're writing this letter. The time to quit is right now. Let us continue and find out if I'm right about that. I run a small nonprofit. I knew there were issues. Lack of finances. Imagine that. Nonprofit organizations don't have any money. Who knew? Who knew? You know, women being as educated as they are, they take all these years of college, they have more college degrees than men do. How is it that they can have all this fucking education and be so perfect and so clueless? nonprofit has a lack of finances. Who knew? I knew there were issues, lack of finances, lack of board engagement, etc., that could prove to be obstacles to success. Okay, there's no such thing. You can't take a nonprofit organization and success and mesh those two things, right? It's like women and responsibility, okay? It's like one of them is the positive end of the magnet. The other one's the other positive end of the magnet. They repel each other, women and responsibility. Okay, nonprofit and success. They repel each other like ends of a magnet. And so before I took the job, I had a frank conversation with the chairman. Ooh, chairman, that's sexist. You mean the chairperson. He assured me that my concerns were their concerns and that the problems would be addressed. Ah, so you believed somebody who is the chairman of the board for a nonprofit. Okay, if this person was capable of actually doing something meaningful with his life, he wouldn't be wasting his time as a chairman of a board of a nonprofit. Cut to a year later. I'm totally burned out. The support, staff, money, and vision I was told would be there are not there. Oh, so in other words, you were lied to during a job interview. Oh, once again. Hey, guys, did you know that a job interview is a block of communication during which two people, or sometimes more, lie to each other about how great of an employee they're going to be and how great of an employer they're going to be. Job interviews are lying. Everything you hear in a job interview, regardless of which person in the room is talking, it's all lies. Job interviews, it's just lying. Who knew? Well, not this strong, independent woman with her degree in sociology or social work or some other worthless fucking thing. It's, yeah, I want to work at a nonprofit because I want to change the world and I like to travel. God. Really, the people running a nonprofit lied to you. OMG. Who knew? I've lost my sense of humor. You're a woman. You don't never had a sense of humor. I lost my sense of humor. My work-life balance is abysmal. Go the fuck home. And I feel unable to properly manage up. Sweetheart, nobody can manage up. There's no such thing as managing up. I know what you're trying to say. It doesn't fucking work, okay? Once again, if you women are so fucking great with your interpersonal skills and your communication skills and you're so fucking empathetic and intuitive and all this other horse shit that I have to fucking listen to, how do you believe in some shit like managing up, which is not a fucking thing? I mean, it's a thing in the sense that it's a concept. I know exactly what you're saying, but anyone who's ever actually had a real fucking job and interacted with other humans knows that managing up is a fucking fantasy. It doesn't fucking work. It hasn't worked when men have tried it. It sure as hell isn't going to work when you try it. The pressure to continue at an increasing pace with our limited capability is unsupportable for all staff. I keep wondering, is this just a low point in the process? No, sweetie, it's a low point in your life, and the rest of your life is going to be a whole hell of a lot like this. Is there something I'm failing to do? Yes, you're failing to have any fucking understanding of reality. That's what you're failing to do. Is there something I am... Where I lost my place. Is there something I'm failing to do or could do better? Well, how could you do anything better? Well, you're a woman. I mean, you're perfect. Right? Women are perfect. You're the greatest. I mean, which part of perfect? You're strong, independent, and perfect. Admittedly, I've always been attracted to challenging, read, sinking ship situations. Oh, I'd love to see the men that she dates. And have started seeing a therapist to address this issue. You know, and no matter how hard therapist and leftist try to normalize going to a therapist, it's not going to happen, okay? And, well, I know some normal... No. Anyone who has to go to a fucking therapist is a loser.
Well, I know this guy, he lifts weights and he's an alpha and he went to a therapist.
Well, then he's a fag, okay? Anybody who goes to a fucking therapist is a fucking fag. End of discussion. Or a woman. Same thing. A fucking therapist. One part of me wants to run screaming. Typical woman reaction. Gee, I wonder how in the movies, there's all where the horror movies and everything where the women just scream and run away. Gosh, that must be some kind of patriarchal stereotyping designed to oppress women. Couldn't have anything to do with a woman's natural instincts under, you know, oh my God, my job is difficult and they lied to me in the job interview and I'm expected to actually accomplish something instead of having beta males and orbitals hand me shit. I think I'm going to run screaming. Because I don't know what to do, how to cope with this, other than going to a therapist. One part of me wants to run screaming, and the other feels like quitting would make me a failure, you're already a failure, or ruin opportunities down the road. What kind of opportunity? What, to go fucking to another nonprofit? Opportunities down. Right now, all I see are two possibilities. Continue at the gulag that allows me to pay my bills. Okay. Like you might, you mean like the rest of us who have jobs? See, once again, my job isn't fulfilling. I'm not having fun when I go to work. Sweetheart, work is not fun. It's not supposed to be fun. You're not there to have a fucking good time. Said this before. Allow me to say it again. This is why you don't let women in the workplace. Because women, once again, here's the difference. Men, go take notes, boys and girls. Take notes on this one. This is one of the most brilliant things I've ever said in my life. And I've said a lot of brilliant things. Men go to work to make money so they can leave work and do things they like doing with people they like being with. Women go to work to do things they like doing with people they like being with. Okay? Women think that work is their hobby and their coworkers are their friends. And on top of that, they think that the company is their boyfriend. Thank you, Davis Arini, for that insight. Sweetheart, you're there to make money. You have some kind of fucking worthless degree. You should be happy that you're actually able to pay your bills. Or quit to feed pigeons in the park down the street from my apartment where I will likely end up living. Well, why don't you just go get another job? Oh, that's right. Because you can't get another job because you have a worthless degree. So if you quit this job, you're going to end up homeless living in the park. So that tells me that you know that you don't have the ability to get another job. Well, if you don't have the ability to get another job, what did you fucking major in college? Because I know you went to college. I mean, you're going to run a nonprofit and you're going to change the world. If you're so strong and you're independent and you're educated and you're perfect, why can't you get another job? What's so wrong with you that your only options in life are working here where you can pay your bills? Okay, maybe, maybe they're paying you a shit ton of money, because that's what nonprofits do with their money, is they don't use it for whatever it is they're supposed to be nonprofiting. Maybe you're making six figures at this nonprofit, but with all of your credit card bills from travel, and then your fucking new fucking Range Rover, and then your student loan debt, and then your other student loan debt from your master's, and your student loan debt from your PhD, and what the fuck ever. Maybe you have so much fucking debt that you can't just go get a normal fucking job that might not pay you six figures, because you wouldn't be able to pay all your debt. So maybe that's why you're stuck here. I don't know. Once again, see, and again, all of these things, these women write into the E-Gene. Girls, we need to know, we need a picture. We need to know how old you are. We need to know how much you weigh. For those of you who are confused, how much you weigh, that's the, when you step on a scale, that's the little numbers that appear on it, right? I know it's hard to find. It's kind of like Iraq. A lot of you don't know where it is. It's called a scale. When you step on it, what are the numbers that show up? We need to see, see what you look like. We know how old you are, how much you weigh, what did you major in? How much debt do you have? How many tattoos? Only with that information can the Great One give you truly useful guidance. All right? Other than that, I'm just shooting in the dark. Just shooting in the dark. But I'm doing the best I can to help out you fucking white women from North America, because you're so oppressed. You're so victimized. I mean, you white women from North America, you girls are getting raped on college campuses. Like 7 out of 5 white women from North America get raped on college campuses every 7 seconds. It's an epidemic. It's a pandemic. It's a cramdemic. It's a damn-demic.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
What's going to turn loose? Oh, yeah. Putting your hand on her ass. Spank them. All these problems could be solved with a spanking. It's really that simple.
Yeah, Great One. I think you're simplifying it.
No, I'm not simplifying it at all.
What is beautiful in a woman?
Is not fat.
Is attractive in a woman?
Is not tattoos.
By men.
Right.
It is men. Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Venus happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
I just found out I was pregnant.
They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
Your nonprofit gig, sweetie.
Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage. Advantage.
I can't believe my friends are talking to each other without going through me! Oh my God! Isn't there a social etiquette? All right, let's close this out with some words of wisdom from The Rock.
The Rock says you should know your role.
Yep.
And shut your mouth.
Shut up, bitch.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.